Hey, I just wanted to do a quick disclaimer before we get into it. So we are just two sisters making a fun podcast during COVID. We have no production team or anything, so we are just trying our best. So we're sorry for any sort of technical things, but it's still really fun to listen to. We're going to be spoilers throughout all of the episodes, just because we feel it's quite necessary sometimes to really dissect the characters. But we're gathering, if you're listening to this, you're probably as big of a fan as us. So you know it all anyway. And also, the episodes can be quite lengthy, but we feel that's actually quite a good thing because we don't have to censor ourselves and we can really do a deep dive, which is what we really want to do. So that's a good thing. Lastly, if you could just please rate and subscribe on whichever platform you're listening to this on, then that would be just really great. Unless you have something bad to say, in which case, please don't do that. But if you do like us, let us know and follow our Instagram, which is Sex and the Sips Tea. So I'll shut up and we can get on with it.
Hi, I'm Mimi.
And I'm Claire. And this is Sex and the Sips Tea.
We're two British sisters who love discussing and debating as if Sex and the City was real life.
We want to talk the sex, the fashion, the boys, the girls, the dating. We want to talk everything.
There's lots we agree on.
We hate burger. He broke up with her on a post-it. And lots we don't. I love Aiden.
Love Aiden. He's like meh.
So thank you so much for being here while we chat, giggle, and possibly even argue our way through dissecting Sex and the City.
Yay.
Hi, Claire.
Hello. How
that
is it?
Very sexy hello.
Hello. Hello, welcome to Sex and the Sips Tea, where we are sisters, because that's some people's fantasies.
I always find that so weird. Do you remember those two? Okay, sorry, should I start with a tangent?
Yeah.
Do you remember
those two
twins from, like, on the Playboy Mansion when Kendra left and it was Ship? Do you not remember? And it's like, I always found that really weird. I'm like, but they're twins and like that, they're sisters. Like, that's just,
it's a bit
weird
of incest when there's money involved.
I know. It's just odd that that's hot. Why? But whatever. Let's not. Okay. I don't know if we should start the podcast with why is incest hot or not.
Let's save that for the incest episode.
Yes. Could we?
But today we're talking about threesomes.
We are, because we are on episode 8,
which is
3 is a crowd.
3 is a crowd, baby.
So I suppose that we've already now know how they feel about threesomes. So that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Because literally, it's true. I just didn't realise, actually, that they kind of say quite profoundly right at the beginning how Carrie feels about anything that goes out of the confines of penis goes in vagina.
No one cares about what Carrie thinks anyway.
Well, thank goodness, because she you know, thinks, she has a lot of thoughts about not a lot.
Well, no, I have a theory that I've literally just made up, as you just said.
Okay.
The reason why Carrie is doing these ponderings, because it's the first time in her life she's ever thought about it. She's never had an opinion before.
Okay.
She's like, I got to thinking. Threesomes. She'd never thought about it before. I got to thinking, is a penis more than just for a vagina? She'd never thought about it before, because she's a closed-minded little Egypt.
She is a little bit, isn't she?
Yeah. So maybe that is her column. Maybe it should be called Discovering Sex in the City.
Maybe it should. Or maybe it's conventional Sex in the City.
Carrie's a loser in the city.
But has nice shoes.
They're all right.
That's a gist.
Not enough
platforms.
I like
her shoes in this episode. Not enough platforms. I don't know. I'm not massively fan of a platform.
I like a platform.
You do like a platform. So what happens in this episode? If only someone could tell us.
I can.
Would you like to go ahead?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so this week's episode starts off as a New York City fairy tale. But don't worry, Mimi. It's not the return of boring Elizabeth and weird ghost man.
God.
But it's actually Charlotte and her new boyfie, and they're smooching their way through the benefit circuit of New York City. One day, after they sleep together, he asks Charlotte about her fantasies. She goes on to say about a cottage in Maine, which does sound lovely, but he meant sexual fantasies. Mine would still be a cottage in Maine, and I'll probably just have the sex there.
That would be nice.
Literally. On the porch, maybe. No one else be around. Get a hot tub. That'd be great. But no. Charlotte wants to do it in her parents' bed because she's secretly 15.
That's pretty cute, though. I thought that was really cute.
No, it's not. It's weird. While Mr. Benefit Man wants a threesome. The girls will discuss this and share their views on threesomes. Sam thinks the only way to do it is by being a guest star. Charlotte would rather do it with a friend like Carrie. Carrie'd rather do it with an experienced woman like Sam. And Sam would rather find something sexy in a first-timer like Charlotte. Miranda wants to kill herself because nobody said her, which is super fucking awkward.
It was. I just felt really sorry for her. Like, I was like, I'd sleep with you, Miranda. It's okay,
such shitty behaviour, honestly. You would just out of politeness go, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll check it.
You're like, oh, no, no, yeah, like, I totally would.
Yeah, like, you're not gutted, so, like, what's the line between friends? So cut to Samantha fucking a guy, no shock there. But as soon as they climax, he's babbling about his wife. I know Sam doesn't need the validation of a man, but could he at least appreciate her while she's there naked and just blessed you with an orgasm? It's true. Fair that he's talking about how he likes her moves, but then comparing them to what his wife doesn't do, it's ew. This guy is trash. I don't like him. It's disgusting.
Ick factor 1,000.
Ick. So we then see Charlotte out with a benefit guy, who I think is actually called Jack. So they start eyeing up women. One catches their eye and seems to like them too. They call her over and we see Jack and the guest star passionately kissing in bed while Charlotte eagerly enters the room to join them. But it's just a dream. Disappointment. Charlotte unpacks her dream of Carrie whilst running some errands. She thinks she kind of liked it, and Carrie's actually quite helpful here and tells Charlotte to do whatever she wants. The fact that she liked it in the dream is quite a good sign, but to not do anything just to make him happy, which is some solid advice, Carrie. Well done. Miranda's seeing a shrink because she's deeply upset that none of her friends chose her for a threesome. The shrink is shit and keeps saying she was sexually rejected. Now, it's just that she was fully fucking left out and talked about like she wasn't even there. And it was insulting as shit. Carrie has decided to do a column this week on threesomes and drops this to Big when putting his tie on for the next day. She casually drops in if he's had one, fully expecting the answer to be no, but he has. With his ex-wife.
Bum, bum, bum.
Double shock. Big says he thought he told her, and Carrie is confused. The girls go makeup shopping and play around some testers, RIP testers, fucking COVID, and Carrie is worried the sex they have just isn't enough for Big. Now she knows he used to have wild threesomes. Carrie asks the girls for their opinion. Should I just leave him because it's clearly doomed? Nah, the girls reply. Go full fucking blown insane and stalk the shit out of your boyfriend's ex-wife. That's the only way to go. The non-molestation order just writes itself, doesn't it?
It does, Robin.
Carrie decides this is for the best and sets up a meeting with Big's ex-wife. Her name is Barbara and she's super successful, pretty, and works at a publishing house. Funny how real authors can't get these meetings without at least 3 chapters or a whole fucking book, but for the purpose of Carrie stalking, I'm gonna let it slide.
Yeah, within like, what, 3 days?
Literally. Carrie pulls some story out of her ass when told it's supposed to be a children's book she was pitching, lies about a little Kathy and her magic cigarettes. Okay. Barbara is an idiot and seems to like the idea. Samantha is out and about and bumps into the married guy she's fucking and his wife. She says hi. He's shocked and says hi. The wife asks if they know each other. Sam says yes. Dickhead says no. But yeah. Then he shoos his wife away. Yike. Carrie goes out for lunch with Barbara and discusses the fact that she wants to be friends with Carrie. Carrie is awkward because she's just using the hell out of this woman. So she digs about Big. He cheated on her with her bestie.
Oof. Big.
Oof. After they're running in the street, though, Samantha gets a random call. I've left my wife. Who is this? Comes the iconic reply from Samantha. It's the married guy, of course, and he's left his missus for Sam. Fuck no, says Sam. Fuck no, 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 no. Then she gets another call. It's the wife. I want to save my marriage, so can I please fuck you, Samantha Jones? She asks. No, 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 no. Is another iconic reply from Miss Jones. Samantha nopes out the conversation and maybe should learn a lesson to not piss on someone else's chips. Yet another benefit, Charlotte's man, who at this point is, I think, is actually using her to fulfill some kind of threesome fantasy that he has, is again trying to get Charlotte to pick up a woman. Apparently there is just a tree on the Upper East Side of women who like threesomes, and they just grow, and you just turn up and you pick one.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
At least that's what happened here. So Charlotte found a girl she likes and she followed them upstairs and asked to join. They agree, but she goes straight for Charlotte's boyfie and they frantically make out, pushing Charlotte off the bed. Nah, I'm out of here. Charlotte leaves. Miranda is still really upset, and probably due to her head being filled with nonsense about the sexual rejection from her shrink, she's on the warpath. She will find someone who wants her to be in their threesome. She finds a couple who are frothing at the genitals for her, and that's all the validation she needs. She swoops out the bar, leaving them hanging. Now they're going to have to go to the same shrink, and the cycle will continue. Well done, Miranda. Carrie's pissed at Big about not telling her about being married, or at least the threesomes. He explains it was too long ago, so he didn't tell her. Which is weird, because earlier he was like, oh, I thought I told you. So he's just a liar. He said they had a threesome because it wasn't working, but that it was working with him and Carrie. Carrie feels that this is an okay enough explanation and makes out with him on the street while a weird ghost Barbara walks off. Weird, weird episode all round.
It's a bit weird. The end, or is it?
Yeah. That was one of my fave rounds up, actually.
That was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. So you said last week you didn't really like this episode.
No, it's not my favourite. I don't know why.
Is it because 20-something Sam's not in it?
I think so. I don't know. It's okay. It has funny moments in it. It's just not my favourite.
I preferred the first half of this episode. Like, so I've watched this about three times today. And I paid attention to the first half. But as soon as she starts meeting up with Barbara, I just don't give a shit. I just don't.
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I just wish she'd... Oh, I was going to say Facebook stalked her. I don't know. I just wish she hadn't. It's unnecessary.
Or should we start at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. That would make sense, you know.
Yeah, because it starts off, obviously, with Miss Charlotte in love. She's always in love. Like, every week she's in love. Like, it's really funny. It's like, in love again already? Okay, whatever. Like, every fucking week with this Jack guy who he just annoys me.
He is definitely using her just to fulfill his own little fantasy.
Yeah, like, I just think the whole thing, like, I love that she's up for it, which I think shows again that actually Charlotte is way more open-minded than actually she seems.
Yeah.
Like, I think that she's looking for, like, the husband of things. But actually, in terms of her sexuality, I think that, you know, it's not so much sexuality, her sexual expression or whatever, you know what I mean? Actually, I think she's quite open to a lot of other experiences, but then it's always done through the filter of a man, and it kind of fucks me off.
See, the thing is with her, like in this one, I quite like that she didn't shame herself as well for wanting it. Because, you know, in all the other ones that we spoke about, she's like, yeah, the anal, what does that make me? The blowjobs, what does that make me? But this, she's like, that's okay. Like, she was going to, like, fill out, lick out another woman. And she didn't think, what does that mean? She didn't think a woman might lick her out and go, does that mean I'm a lesbian? Which, like, I think every person has had in their life when they've gone, I'm actually, like, she's really fit. Am I a lesbian? And I think it is just something that you have of, like, oh, God, no. What would society think? And I'm like, actually, of all people, I thought she would have that. And she seemed totally fine.
That's very true. That is such a good point. It's
true.
But
maybe it was okay because there was a penis present.
Yeah, no, maybe. And that's it. Like, she's able to do it because it's for him, or it's because for them. And it's just a sort of deviation to fulfill a fantasy, as opposed to, but then again, that's what I find problematic. It's like, even with the anal stuff, like, her whole thing is like, is it okay for him, and is it okay for, as opposed to, like, do I want to do this? And actually, that's why the one thing that I almost feel sorry for her, that she didn't get to have that threesome experience, because it's like, actually, could she have wanted that and then didn't have that? Because that's the only, like, I really dislike that about this, not necessarily because of, like, for the show, but just for her personally. I kind of wanted that to her. Like, because she was so up for it.
I think yes and no, but I think he would have been the wrong person for her to do it with. Because he clearly didn't actually care about her. So it's almost like, yeah, like, you know, when you're a teenager, being up to having sex for the first time is all great. Mm. But actually, if it's with the wrong person, you're going to have a shitty experience and it might completely scar you for life.
So what do you think then about the girl? So they obviously then have a conversation, which is like so hilarious. And she's like, well, he wants to have a threesome. And like Miranda's first thing is, yeah, they all do. Obviously, Samantha says, well, yes, you've got to be but a guest star. And Carrie's just like, nope, 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 nope. We've got to be in a committed relationship. Miranda's been like, I've had one and it was all right. So what is your thoughts?
Personally, I would never be able to see someone that I'm in a relationship with someone else.
Mm.
I agree with Samantha that I think it would be, you'd have to be a guest star. Like, I think if you're two people in a relationship and you're very on the same page with stuff and maybe go into the relationship knowing that might be on the cards one day, then you might have a different mind. Mind frame, is that the right word?
Mindset.
So, but I think to like, you know, you're both completely happy in a relationship and then one day it's like, oh, hey, I want to fuck someone else while you watch. You go, oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet. Oh, I was thinking flowers, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to propose. So I think it's like you have to be a very like particular type of person that's like yeah and that's why I think it's like to be a guest star is the safest thing because you get to experience it but there's no actual repercussions. But Charlotte wanting to do it with a friend, that's weird. Charlotte of all people would not be able to have sex with Carrie.
Could you imagine like what she's actually proposing?
She doesn't even talk to them about blowjobs until yesterday.
It's true. And they're like, you don't even wear a thong. I don't know how that's related, by the way, to licking pussy, but whatever. Oh, like, you can't lick pussy, you don't wear a thong. It's fucking true.
What are your opinions then?
Oh my god, I'm literally almost the same as you. Like, I can understand why Charlotte would, because it's quite a new relationship. So maybe she's like, oh, if he doesn't work out with this one, I don't give a shit, you know? So like, I understand, I agree, it'd have to either be a new relationship or a guest star, because like, it's just easier, let's face it. But then, and again, yeah, like I couldn't do it with a friend unless it was like a particular sort of friend that I think would be up for it. It wouldn't just be like a random friend. Does that make sense? That I was like, you know, if like maybe my friend was Pan or something like that, or it was something, you know, I don't know, like unless it, do you know what I mean? Like only it's very specific circumstances would I think it could be a friend, but most likely it'd just be someone like you knew, more of an acquaintance, or you know what I mean, like if it came up sort of stuff. So now I kind of agree with you there. Yeah, I don't think in a relationship it must be really weird, but then obviously there's like, they don't even discuss like open relationships at all, because that's like obviously something that's too, doesn't even relate, it's on this
forbidden
scale. It's forbidden, it's the early 90s, it didn't exist apparently. So yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel sorry for Miranda though, because I would fuck Miranda, like for sure. Fuck any of them apart from Carrie, because she's probably quite boring, but
yeah,
I'd fuck Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, I would happily with any of them, it's fine.
This kind of thing happened with me and my friends.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know if I want to name names.
No, maybe not.
But in a group of us, my friend said that I'm like more her type.
Mm.
And if she was to get with any of us, it'd be me.
Okay.
And I think I was like, yeah, if I was to get with anyone, it'd be blah, blah, blah. And it was like, they were just left out.
Oh, so that's hard. And that is a matter of types as well. And I don't know, like, that is tricky though. Yeah. And that must be, I would feel, and I understand where Miranda's coming from. It's not like a sexual rejection. I'd just be upset if someone picked like I remember once, like, I think someone was talking about teeth and you were like, oh, I really like your teeth. And I was like, not to me, to someone else. And I was like, oh, you don't like my teeth. And I'm like, oh no, actually my wisdom. It's like, you know, it's okay. It's like a really normal, like, and actually in fairness, like I could do with braces because that my wisdom teeth has knocked my teeth through. So I'm not disagreeing with you. But you know, it's like, it's even those little things and you go, oh yeah, I suppose, you know what I mean? And that's something so insignificant that I could actually, I probably would not feel sexually rejected, because I totally agree with you that the shrink is a bit like, sounds a bit Freudian, really.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
So you want to fuck your mother? No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Really in Freud. Really in Freud. Yeah. Like, no, I'm just worried that I'm not going to get a promotion at work because, you know, I'm a woman and it's very made on. And it's just, you want your penis?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't want a penis. No, I just want to be respected like my male co-workers are, yeah. Maybe paid the same. It's a crazy thing.
I'm not a shrink, right? But really, surely. Like,
you're not?
No, I'm not. I know I'm amazing, but I'm not. But it's like, I've just finished a round of therapy. And therapy isn't what I thought it was going to be. Like, I still found it very fulfilling and I still actually would recommend it 100 times over. But I think the way they pitch therapy in shows is you go in, you talk to them and they fix you. Yeah. They tell you what to do. Like, and they go, right, okay. Like, almost like a mechanic of a car. Like, okay, tweak. Mm. Tighten this, oil that, you're good to go, out you go, you know,
I release you to the world.
Yeah. And that's how, like, it's almost like she's talking to him of being like, fix me, I, you know, and he's going, oh, so, well, no, actually she's just talking to him about this is what happened, and he's almost in the, I'm gonna fix you, so you feel sexually rejected, what are we gonna do about this? And it's like, actually all he had to do is go, okay, so how do you feel about that? And she'd go, well, I just feel like I was actually really left out. They were all talking about me like I weren't there. And he'd go, have you spoke to them? And she'd go, no. And he'd go, well, are you close to one of them? And she'd go, Carrie. And he goes, maybe when you and Carrie are just alone, maybe just say to her how that made you feel.
Mm.
That's what he would say.
Yeah. And that's what, or how do you feel about talking to them about that or something, yeah, you know?
Is that something you feel you could do? Would you benefit from that? You know, so it's just like, I hate that. They could have been literally talking about shoes of, oh, Charlotte, I like your shoes. Oh, Samantha, yours are better. Oh, Carrie, yours are better. And you'd go, oh, me and my Birkenstocks.
Well, yeah, they should really ignore her anyway. But yes, I agree.
But so it's not actually, she wasn't sexually rejected. It's not she came onto her friends and they all rejected her and fucked each other instead.
No, exactly. Like, they were orgying and they were like, no, Miranda, I'm sorry, no orgy for you.
Only three allowed. Maybe next time.
More than three, the crowd.
Yeah, piss off. So I didn't like that person.
No, he was a bit of a dick.
But yeah, I also, from what you said, I don't believe guys are infatuated for threesomes. I've not met a guy that actually would. And anyone that I think has, it's always been a bit of an accident.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, well, people are like drunk and it just like, it wasn't even a proper threesome. Like, it might have been that they were both in the same room and there was a bit of swapping or this or that. Like, so it's like, I don't actually, or maybe I'm just, we're the next generation anyway, so.
Yeah, maybe it's been so normalised that it's not, like, fetishised. As much as it was then. Okay, so I've got a really important question for you.
Okay.
So they were like, threesomes were the blowjobs of the 90s and
the anal sex
of the 80s. What is the...
Oh, I got it.
Or is it?
It's rimming.
Oh, it is rimming, though,
isn't it? It's all about the arse. Everyone is eating arse these days. It's what the kids are doing.
Well, no, the kids will be doing something else.
Oh, true, mate.
Weren't they? So like that, like the noughties were for the threesomes.
I literally crawl into her body and I chew on her liver. And then I ejaculate and sew her back up. It's
so
normal.
I think so. It's like, yeah, it's just what we do now.
But yeah, no, it's for show, rimming.
For show. I love that you had your answer ready.
Yeah, no, like, I half knew what you were going to say then, but, like, it just is what it is, because, literally, I think when I was a teenager, I didn't know people licked other people's bums. I knew about all the other stuff, even in my early 20s. I think I was about 23 when I learned people licked other people's bums and that everyone was doing it. And I was like, that's where the poo comes from. No comment if I've done it, though.
Oh, that's obviously no, like, comment. Obviously.
For me and Jesus to know.
It's between you and Jesus.
Me and the Holy Spirit. I didn't lick Jesus's butthole. He was called Jesus.
Sorry. The Catholic school goer and me found that really funny.
It was Mr. Kelly. Father Frank.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think Father Frank's dead.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think he is. I think I was at Mass when, you know, that was announced.
What a shame. He was such a nice fellow.
Claire. Right. Do you know what really pisses me off?
Oh, what?
Okay, so they've had that little stupid fucking convo in bed. Yeah. That she's like, I want to do it in my parents' bed. And you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. Right. And then he's like, I want a threesome. And she's like, okay, yeah, right. And then literally the next time they go out, he's like, do you fancy her?
Oh my God, yeah. Fancy it was her? So pressuring.
Fancy her? That fucked me off. Because even if I was like entertaining the thought, yeah, the worst thing for me would be, so you want to fuck other women? And like, I just found that so annoying. I'd be instantly like, oh, so you like her then? Oh, so you, like, and we're on a date. Like, at least like for that, for that hour or whatever, like those 3 hours, that evening, you're at least meant to pay attention to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is why I think it's like, he obviously hasn't had experience with this before, because like, I haven't, but surely if you were going to propose this to someone you respect, you would propose the idea to them, let them think about it, maybe bring it up in 2 weeks or so, sort of, maybe in a similar sort of setting where you're both relaxed, see how they actually feel. Because they might go, oh, do you know, I thought about it and I don't think I want to share you. Or they might go, do you know what, I thought about it, it's actually quite hot. And then you wouldn't just do it on a night out like that. You would say, well, like, you know, do you want to maybe just go out and see what kind of people you're interested in? We don't have to do anything tonight, but it's just, you know, see if who we agree on or what kind of celebrities that do you fancy. You know, I think if you were going to go out and do that and go, what about her? What about her? You would both know that that's what you're going out to do.
Oh, no, exactly. And possibly led more by her. Like, I like her. Or I like her. Or just like, is there anyone here that you like? Like, him just pointing out of like the women just really pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really pressury. And I do feel for Charlotte, because I think she was into the idea of it. But a part of me worries, and this is my like social justice warrior side, makes me worried that actually she's very uncomfortable and being like coerced into it, because she is quite a meek character and she does live to make the men in her life happy.
She does.
That I worry that, yeah, maybe she does like the idea, but if something like that made her feel uncomfortable, she wouldn't go, what the fuck? Do you mind? We're at a fucking cancer benefit. I'm here as your date. Do you mind? She would turn around and do that. She'd just sort of go, hee, and go home feeling like shit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, it makes me worried that she's doing it with the wrong person. Like, Harry would never have done that.
No, he would not. He would not.
No. That did annoy me too.
So annoying. It's just all problematic, like, how he does it. It's like, how not to do threesomes 101.
And you know the bit that, even though it's like a little fantasy thing, but we don't know it at the time, it seems like he's like coaching her.
Yeah.
And it seems really predatory of like, oh, was that nice? Was that good? And she was like, oh, I think she touched my leg. And he's almost like, good girl. Like, and it just seemed really like there seems to be a power imbalance or something that he has proposed this and he is really forcing this. And she's just like, oh yeah, she touched my leg? Question mark. Are you happy now? Is that what you wanted to hear? Do I fulfill you yet? Oh, and it gives me the heebies.
It does. There is something a bit like, yeah, icky and a bit about it that just doesn't feel right.
Definitely.
Or how, if you were going to do it, like, you do it with some, like, I don't know, it's like some respect and boundaries and just like, and I mean respect as in like respecting her and how must this make her feel, and I want to make her feel this way when we do this. I don't want her to feel like just because there's another woman involved that she's less of like interest to me, or, you know, like respect in that sense.
Yeah, he was just a complete wrong person. He just seemed like a pure, like, the baddie of the movie. Like, he really did.
The villain.
He did. He reminded me of the Scarecrow from Batman.
I swear I remember him from somewhere, but it's probably just this. I swear I remember everyone from Sex and the City. I remember him, and I'm like, oh, he's from Sex and the
City. Yeah, and I'm like, Michelle, it's the episode we just watched.
You know, I think the cutscenes, now they do all the little cutscenes with the, now we know, like, and Carrie's like, oh, now I can, like, write about threesomes, and she sees them everywhere, which is just funny, because, like, how, where did they find a three-tandem bike? I don't know.
Literally, I got to thinking. I was thinking, is a bike usually, I know that you, I had a really stupid moment, and I thought, well, yeah, those bikes do come in threes. I thought, no, Claire. A tandem is two. And I had a conversation myself. I was like, no, it's three. And I was like, no, because a one bike is one.
A one bike is one.
And I was like, what, a two is bike is two. Me? And then at the end of it, I sat down and thought, no, you're right. A three bike is weird.
It is. It was just a bit like, where did they even source one? That's what I feel sorry for, like, the person who had to go source a fucking three bike. Yeah,
it's literally going to be on the screen for 2 seconds. I bet
exactly.
And the guy was like, nah, you're not fucking cutting that.
That took me 3 fucking days to source that motherfucker. You know, it was like half of our budget for the episode. We paid as much for the tandem bike as we paid for, like, or the non-tandem bike as we paid for fucking Kim Cattrall for the day. So, no.
Yeah, no, that was unnecessary, that whole thing.
It really was. And, like, the three dogs, someone walking three dogs. Like, I was like, how does that pertain to this?
Yes, she's that, like, is the same as fucking three people.
It's so funny. He's like, now, she's talking about threesomes. I see them everywhere. Oh, my God, that man, he's, like, walking three dogs. That's just so weird.
We make fun of Carrie being very sheltered, but how sheltered is she? She's never seen three dogs at once.
Three dogs, cat. Three.
She's going to be so mind blown in series six when Charlotte's dog has four dogs.
No, I know.
She's
got four.
She sees five dogs. It's going to be
wild.
Can't
wait for that day. It is going to be wild. It is.
Five dogs, you say? No, I've never seen it before. I don't believe it.
Wow, does that mean people are having fivesomes? Because surely the amount of dogs you see mean the amount of people that are having group sex. Like, there's a clear correlation.
It's Central Park, I can't.
I got to wondering, those five dogs that I saw. What the fuck? It was like, it's like, did she walk into the bakery that day and there was, like, happened to be three rolls left? She was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Three bagels?
I want to tell Carrie about this film that I've seen called 101 Dalmatians.
She's going to lose her shit. She's been like, oh my God, that many people can have sex at once? 101?
How many Dalmatians?
Oh my God, you're making me need to laugh, cough.
I need to pee.
Oh God, I need to cough so bad.
Ooh, I'm gonna go pee, you cough.
I'll just hock my guts up. No COVID.
Don't blow out a sinus. Okay, I'm back.
You're back. You're back after your laughy pee pee.
So good. But yeah, anyways, moving on.
Anyway, what are we up to next? Oh, do you like the little cutscenes? They're quite funny, actually. I liked the woman at the end.
What, the interviews?
Yeah.
Showers.
Yeah, golden
showers. Sassy. I like her.
And then it went ring, and I was like, why did they have to blow the thing? Like, it was like, did you, like, it was like one of those, weird party blowers that kids annoy you. Is it called a gazoo or something?
Oh, Jazz will know. We'll ask Jazz later.
And it goes, ring, and it was like, I like, oh, and I let into golden showers. And she's like, zoom. It's like, well, okay.
No, I think this is one of the bits that, like, if you tell me to quote any of the interviews, I wouldn't know how to, apart from this one, of like, oh, yeah, no, the interviews where they used to say about golden showers and, like, sunny lookalike, Sikhs for kidnapped fantasy.
Like, yeah, well, the Scully lookalike. I thought that was really funny.
Literally, and they're both such dorks.
Have you heard of the internet? It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, my God, wild.
I know, right? It's so funny, though, that I actually thought that was really funny about, like, she goes and gets a newspaper and looks at the ads.
Yeah, I thought that.
It's just really funny, whereas now you can find all these other people that want all this shit on the internet. It's amazing.
Literally. On, like, Tinder or anything, it's always like couple Sikhs, and you're like, nah, no, sorry. So maybe people are having threesomes now, actually. And maybe I'll go, oh, nah.
But then it isn't it referred to as like the unicorn, to be like a woman who will be the guest star is like the unicorn, because obviously people that are like generally also look, women are generally looking for like relationships, or they want to be with a woman. They don't want to be with a woman and a man, they just want to be with a woman, or they just want to be with a man, because, you know, as opposed to just being the guest star.
Yeah, no, I've heard
there's just two randos.
There's a show called Chewing Gum, it's so funny, and they that's the first time I heard her say be called a unicorn. And I thought that show made it up for ages. But the more that I hear it, the more I think it's probably always been a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they like, when the internet's around, they're again going to have their mind blown, aren't they?
They are. Well, imagine Kerry now. She wouldn't even have to leave her apartment. She'd just Google random shit on the internet. But then I suppose she wouldn't have a column either, because nobody reads newspapers.
She would have a blog. She'd have a podcast.
In fairness, she probably would have... She fucking would, where she talks about the missionary position.
Wouldn't be as good as ours.
It wouldn't.
Not that you'd know, because you never fucking listen to it.
I'm here when it's recorded.
Yeah, well, I have to listen to it back because I have to think of what's the best thing for our Barbie things. I have to listen to it when I'm editing it, mate. And I have to listen to it again for the Barbie thing. And sometimes I just listen to it because I think we're really funny.
I do think we're really funny. I do.
Like that dog makes bit, me mate. Laugh. Iconic.
So Kerry likes tying men's ties. Oh, yeah. Do you find that a particularly intimate act, Kiki?
I wouldn't say yes and I wouldn't say no. I don't think I'd gush over it, but she is literally, he's breadcrumbing her so much that she's taken what she can get. She's like, he asked me to tie his tie. Oh, it's a relationship, you know, because he's not giving her much else. But I think it's like, there is something that if a boy is like, I can't tie my tie, will you do it? Usually it's because you're going to a function together and it kind of just makes you feel like, I suppose I'm helping, you help me in my dress and I'm doing your tie and we are a proper unit.
Yeah, and I thought it was quite cute.
Yeah, whereas
for the exchange.
If he came up to me and just went, which tie? I'd be like, that one. I wouldn't automatically get up and start tying it because you are not my child.
No, same. And plus, I'm really bad at tying ties, so.
Granddad taught me.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, so because I used to like to wear his ties. Because he had this one that I've lost, he'd give it to me, but I don't know where it is. I don't actually think he'd give it to me. I think Nan gave it to me when he died. Because it was the one that I used to wear, and it's a pea green with lighter green shamrocks on it.
Aww.
Like tiny little like embroidered shamrocks.
Yeah. Oh, that's it's lovely. So I hope pretty. You have that somewhere.
Me too. Honestly, I haven't seen it in like 15 years. And I know I have it somewhere.
Somewhere. You'll find it at the right time and maybe, it'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet, though. Oh, that's lovely, though, that he taught you as well.
So, yeah, I have taught. I have tied a few ties in my time. That's a tongue twister. But I wouldn't say that it's, like, gives me the horn or nothing.
No, I thought it was a cute scene, though. But I also thought it was really funny because, obviously, then he tells her that he's been married before and she kind of goes, junk, and ties it too tight. I thought that was really funny.
I didn't notice that.
And he's like, yeah, I thought I told you. And it's like,
oh, maybe. Is that? I thought he was just trying to like get away.
I thought I told you.
Oh God, it's like he's such a twat bag.
And he lies. As I said in my intro, he lies. He says, "Oh, I thought I told you." And later on, it's like, "Well, the reason I didn't tell you is because it was so long ago." It's like, "Well, which one, Mr. Big?"
It is, because like I can get where like they, you obviously they are quite like guarded with the dates. We don't know how long they've been dating, so they've only just started sleeping over. So if it was a long time ago, like, let's face it, right, the guy is what, like, are we confirmed that he is definitely in his like mid to late 40s? Is that how old you think Big is? I would say that I'd say he's like 45, maybe, like, maybe he's a bit younger, maybe slightly older.
Yeah,
because like,
in her birthday episode, which is what, a season 3, does he tick the 45 to 50 box? Or 50
is that what
55?
She said?
And he does an eyebrow. And I think it's either 45 to 55.
Okay, so he's definitely, yeah, like that sort of age.
So he's probably been married before.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, you kind of presume, like, if someone's that, they've at least had, either they've been married, they've probably been married, and they definitely have had probably some sort of long-term relationship at some point that's like, you know, even if they didn't get married, they had some significant relationship. And because he's pretty wealthy as well, you presume it'd be married, because you think, well, you know, normally the obstacle to getting married is that unless you're, you know, opposed to it in some sort of, you know, I don't know, like, you know what I'm trying to say, like, you're opposed to it in your belief or whatever, like, generally, like, money's a big obstacle, but if you've got quite a bit of money, you're probably just like, fuck it, let's just get married, you know. So yeah, you exactly. kind of would presume. So I almost don't, I can get where she's coming from in some ways. I don't want to be unfair to Kerry, because actually I, like, you know that feeling where you think you know somebody quite well, and then suddenly, like, they say something and you think, oh my God, that's like a huge thing about you that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And maybe because she's not been married before, you kind of sometimes like put that presumption onto other people. But I do feel that you don't know how long they've been dating. And if they've only just started doing overnight sleeps, it is conceivable to me that he wouldn't necessarily mention it if it hadn't come up. And if this is the first time it just came up, then maybe this is just the first time it came up.
No, it's true.
You know, because he was like, quite open with it. He didn't have to say it.
No, yeah. True.
Especially if it is, wait, because it could be like he could have got married in his early 20s, for all we know. So that could be like 20 years ago. And that really would be that relevant to him. You know, even if it was 10 years ago, it might just not feel that relevant to him. So like, and he did kind of offer up the information when she asked it. He could have just said, "Have you tried a threesome?" He went, "No."
Yeah, or he could have just said, "Yeah."
Yeah, and then she did say, like, "Oh,
just an ex."
Yeah, exactly, and that would be evasive.
An ex-wife.
No,
because like, if say, like, I could be married, but I could answer that question saying, "Oh yeah, I had a threesome with my ex-husband, ex-baby daddy, like what?"
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly.
But yeah, when it came up, he actually was quite honest there.
And just said it quite flippantly.
Yeah, like, and maybe his lie was just him panicking, because maybe he's like, maybe he's a bit worried about what he'll think, she'll think of him.
Or maybe he thinks like, or maybe actually, in fairness, maybe what he's saying when he says, "I didn't tell you because it was so long ago," maybe he means like, I didn't tell you not because I didn't consciously tell you. Maybe I just didn't tell you because it was so long ago. Like, I haven't told you everything. It was so long ago. It couldn't be like, I consciously didn't tell you because it doesn't matter to me. It could just be like, I just didn't tell you because, you know, like, I don't rock up to people and tell you, do you know what, right? I got an A in art once. I was like,
you got an 13. A? Why didn't you tell me?
I know. You see what I mean? Because like, it was a long ass time ago. And maybe it was more like that, actually. Maybe he's not even lying because he said two different things. Maybe he literally means like, I just didn't tell you because it was just a long time ago and it's not relevant to me anymore.
But then his first thing was, I thought I told you. And then his second thing was, yeah, but I didn't tell you because it was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe that was, maybe the thought I told you was the lie.
Yeah, I think it was just he was ashamed in the moment of like, he's about to go to work. He's got a meeting. He doesn't want to bring it up now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably like, oh shit, fuck's sake. I mentioned it like the totally wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, he also, as you say, had the opportunity to lie. And I know we shouldn't applaud a fish for swimming. But again,
headline, like, man tells truth.
Yeah. But again, he could have been very vague and sort of almost given her a false sense of security and then dropped a bomb later and gone, actually, it was with my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Why? And then she'd still be like, why didn't you tell me earlier? You know, so actually the best option was just be like, yeah, I did. I thought I told you, soz. And then he did address it later. And actually, when she was funny in bed, Colm, and he straight away knew what it was, and he tried to explain himself. And then in the street later on, he brought it up again.
I actually thought that when they were in bed as well. I thought, yeah, like he obviously knows. And she's like, no, don't playing with her hair. Like, no, it's just my column. And he's like, oh, for God's sake. Okay, my ex-wife. Like,
yeah, but he could have again just gone, okay, I know that it's more, but I can't be asked to have the convo, to be honest. But it's a difficult convo. But he was like, I'm going to have it because I care about you. And I don't want you feeling like this.
Although I've got to say, yeah, I'm kind of jumping ahead to the whole thing. If we like to almost to the end. But it does actually bother me that he doesn't address it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, half of the problem of what happens in the episode is that he doesn't just tell her. Like, I understand the first time, maybe like that, he didn't mean to say it. It was just, he was just being honest. It wasn't like, you know, because it might generally not be a big deal to him. Like, mm-hmm. he can probably might be able to talk about it like it's no big deal. Because like that, we might, like we said, it might have been like 10, 20 years ago. So it really might not have much big deal to him. But when he does know that it is bothering her, and this is not all on him, because she probably could just ask him questions, you know, shock. But I wish she'd just fucking answer her questions, you know, because that's all it would take. Like, half of it's created because it's in her head because she's unsure about all this project, you know? Whereas yeah. I kind of feel like if he would just say, like, okay, what do you want to know about my ex-wife? Or she could say, look, I want to ask you some questions about your ex-wife because it's been playing on my mind. Like, why did you get married? Why did you think? And he could just tell her.
Yeah, but also I don't think that's all Carrie, because I've been in a relationship like that. Granted, I was 19 years old, and I think dating-wise, I was a very young 19-year-old. I think I was quite mature in some ways, but I'd only started dating when I was 19.
Yeah.
So I liked this guy so much, and in my head, he was my boyfriend. We hadn't put a label on it, and I liked him so much, but his phone would always go off with other girls, and he'd always, like, everything was on his timetable. And I knew that it wasn't the relationship that I wanted, but I just wanted him so bad. And it was just like, me now would be like, who the fuck is that girl messaging you? Like, I would speak up for myself. But then I felt like if I did say too much, he'd go, I don't actually care enough to answer your questions. And like the way that he was, I knew that I wasn't safe to ask those questions. Like, that's it wasn't really my place.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have a right to know, because if he liked me, this wouldn't be an issue. And if he liked me, I would feel comfortable asking these questions. So it's kind of like, it goes both ways.
That's very true.
Like, I think in this relationship, Mr. Big is setting the tone and Carrie's following with what she feels he's comfortable with. Yeah. And he's obviously setting the tone of whatever you know is what I'm comfortable to tell you. And don't ask too many questions. And if you do, I'll close off and you might not hear from me again. So I think she's kind of tiptoeing around him. And I can just completely relate, because I know that's how I felt with one of my, it wasn't even my exes because we weren't even together. but to me, it felt like he was an ex. To me, we were together. So it's, I completely see where she's coming from. But again, I was 19 and she's 35.
She is. But then she has said even from the beginning, oh, and like she describes him at, like, I think, was it the first episode or one of the first episodes of, oh, and he's like so majorly out of my league. So I think she's already coming from a place of, he's too good for me. How could I ever get this man? And she's kind of got him a bit, and she obviously has the big feelings for him. And so, like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe she just doesn't get that vibe, and she's worried, like, if I say these things, it's one, going to show how much I like him and scare him off, and two, he doesn't want that, and I don't want to rock the boat, because actually I'm just really enjoying it, and I'm scared almost that if I ask questions and have needs.
Exactly. She wants to almost be the cool girl.
Yeah,
because she likes him for whatever he is, I suppose, because he's not a very great person, but he's good looking and rich. And she, I don't think she actually cares if he likes her for her. I think she just wants him. And it's like, so I think she's almost like, and this is how I was when I was 19. It's like, I knew my needs weren't being fulfilled. I knew that I wasn't happy in that. Talking to someone that, you know, it hurts me when you talk to other girls. Like, I didn't feel like I could say that, and that hurt me. But I just pushed it to the side, because I felt I'm just so lucky that he's even given me an ounce of attention.
Yeah, I think Kerry's very much in that sense, that state at the moment, isn't she? I'm just, you know, happy to walk beside him.
Literally. And I think she's the kind of person that's like, he'll change. All he has to do is see how much he loves me. All he has to do, and then he'll be different. It'll be different in 6 months. It'll be different in a year. It'll be different once he gets a promotion. It'll be different when he sees that I'm wifey. Like, and it's like, but with someone like Big, it's never going to be different. Not you, anyway.
No, exactly. Maybe with certain girls whose name begins with Nuz, but whatever. But that's for another day. What do you think then about, so obviously she goes from, so back to the tie incident, she goes straight from the tie to then she's checking out testers, as you said, RIP COVID, no more testers, you just no have more to testers. See how it goes, just see how it goes. Anyway, I just order it off the internet, let's face it.
I'll go to the shop.
Check you out. Shops still exist, who knew?
Yeah.
And I just love them all talking, first of all. I find it interesting how she immediately goes to, oh, he has a wife and they must have had wild sex because they had a threesome. And we don't have wild sex anymore. We have sweet sex, which I thought was a startling admission, actually. She think, how long have we been together?
And
you're still not on wild sex? Like, really?
I don't know. I think it's like, I know with me, when you get with someone new, you're playing a character. So you're playing the really sexually confident, I actually kind of don't care what you think of me, because you don't actually know me. You know what I'm showing you. So if I act really confident, you'll believe I'm really confident. So at first, like, people think that I'm this like sexually confident person and I'm this and I'm that. And then suddenly my walls start to break down and I'm actually quite shy sexually. So it's like, because like you can't keep up and act for so long.
Yeah.
And I think that might be the same with Carrie. Maybe at first she's like, I need to be the sex nympho for Mr. Big, because obviously he'll find his sex nympho somewhere else. So she's this wild ride. And then as soon as, like, you know, maybe it has been 6 weeks and they've gone on dates and she can't keep up for that long. Like, in the morning, when they have morning sex, the alcohol's worn off. You can't be a nympho in the morning if you're acting.
No, but would you have, like, sweet sex all the time already? I don't know. I just think that's a bit odd. Like, I get what you mean. Like,
you have a successful relationship. You can't comment. Like, sorry, but who do you think you are? How long have you been married? I'm single at 29. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Oh my god, that is true though. Maybe it is just a matter of, like, then I was also, I don't know, I kind of feel like a lot of this is just projection for her. She was happy with the sex they were having until she found out that someone else was, like, and now she's worried that the sex isn't, like, thingy enough, and maybe they're happy with the sex that they're having as well. Maybe this is just her projection of what she thinks that he needs or wants or had.
But I was a bit more confused with the fact that she thought, oh my god, they had a threesome, they must have had a great sex life.
Yeah, it was a bit of a presumption really, when it's like, really?
like a good sex life is like, you know, if you ask your boyfriend, so how often did you have sex with your ex, and even if he said, oh, like, literally every day, like, two times, three times every day, it was great. Yeah, I might go, oh shit, we're only having it twice a week, if that. Shit.
Yeah.
But then if he was like, oh yeah, no, we shagged other people, I'd go, that sounds like a bad relationship. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think, obviously, because Mr. Big doesn't seem like the type of person that's actually into threesomes. He hasn't suggested a threesome to her, like, fucking threesome boy with Charlotte.
No, he wasn't like Jack, like, oh, so this person.
Yeah, so it's obviously not one of his kinks. If he's not given her any reason to think that that's something he's into, it probably was just a let's save the relationship type of thing. And I would think a sex columnist would understand that.
She understands nothing. But then also, how
a threesome in Missionary.
I have to ask Deirdre that question. And she'd be like, no, babe, no, sorry. What was I going to say? Yeah, and actually, right, how big phrase is it? He's like, yeah, sure, has it, everyone?
Oh my God, I actually wrote that down. What did I say? Sure, who hasn't? All right, yeah. Cool guy. Like, so it's like, well, actually many, many people. Oh, who hasn't? Oh, Mr. Big is so sexually cool.
Well, you could say it like that. I actually took it to be more like him just being like, whatever. Like, who hasn't? Like he's like, look, I'm fucking pushing 50 here. I've done a lot of shit. Do you know what I mean? I think that's how, I don't know. That's how I perceive it. It was a bit
showy off. But maybe that is like, the most sexually cool thing
who hasn't ever done. Maybe.
And he's like really proud of it.
Maybe. I just took it more to be like, meh, like it's not really that important to me. Like, yeah, who hasn't? Like, it's just meh, something people do. Like, as in, yeah, it's not like he's like, yeah, I did it. Like,
see, one thing they didn't touch on, but I think we both would have the same answer.
Okay.
Do you think his threesome was with a boy or a girl?
I presumed girl, because they only really touched upon girl in this.
Yeah, but that's because boy liking boy is gay, girl liking girl is okay.
It's true. They're just girl pals. They're just girl pals. Like, it's fine. It's fine.
But, yeah, I assumed girl too, but...
dick and dick means you're instantly gay forever.
Kind of like that the idea to be of Mr. Big making out with a guy.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, in my head it's now that it was with... And she never actually asked the question either, does she? She says it's a threesome. He says, yeah. And actually, maybe he was just sucking some other guy's dick while... Yeah. She played with her clit, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe that's the real reason he was a bit shady about it.
Maybe.
I like that idea.
I love that idea, and I think it is amazing.
Oh yeah. But yeah, when they're trying on testers and that, and they're talking about Samantha's fella.
Yes.
And Miranda goes, he'll never leave his wife for you. They never do. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. Sometimes they do. Yeah. But then I don't know if I trust the motherfucker.
Oh, no. You don't want to beat him.
No. But they do sometimes, yes. And also, yeah. I'm thinking, why the fuck is she telling Samantha that?
Yeah, because she wants him, right?
Like anyone ever presumed that she gave a shit. But maybe they just needed that so that Samantha could go, I don't want to be with him. Just so she could say it outright to somebody. Yeah. But, you agree with me. I think they do sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I would never get with another woman's guy because that's just not the girl code. Not knowingly, if you've listened to our previous episodes, I accidentally did once, but not my fault.
No, like, you can't be held completely responsible for an adult man.
No, exactly. Right. You lied to me.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I would never do that to another woman. So I actually think shame on Samantha here, who I think is a good feminist icon. I don't believe she should be doing this to other women because she holds her girlfriends. She's literally ride or die with her girls.
Mm.
And I think it's one of those people that say, I'm not sexist. Some of my best friends are women. I have a mum. Or I'm not racist. I live next door to a black person. Like, and I feel with her, it's like you can't be ride or die to your girls and then fuck over someone else's girls. Like,
yeah, but I don't know. Like, I do agree with you in some stance, but then I also feel like that at the same time, I think it's more the responsibility of the person in the relationship.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Than it is the other person. And actually, I don't really think it's Samantha's fault because if he's like, you know, I don't know, because I think unless she knew the other woman, I'm not saying that like women should just go around sleeping with other women's men, but I think that that's almost an old trope, isn't it? Because then you're the house, the home wrecker, you're the other woman, you're the, when actually no, maybe he is just a fucking cheater.
Oh, right? No, absolutely.
And actually I think a lot too much emphasis is put on the other woman when actually really she's just not doing anything, and unless she knows the other woman, so it's not like she knows this woman and she's going out to like sleep with her best friend's partner or something, you know, because then that's definitely obviously a bad on her. I don't know, I just sort of feel like, because men could say a lot of things, couldn't they? They could say, oh, it's not working, I'm about to leave her, we're living together but we're not, you know, together, because there's a great, what I'm saying is there's sometimes like gray areas in relationships.
I mean, yes, like he could be saying
like, I'm about to divorce her, I'm speaking to divorce lawyers, and she goes okay, because she doesn't give me shit to her, she just literally wants some sex, you know. So I do agree with the girl code, and I wouldn't like go out to knowingly sleep with someone else's husband for no apparent reason. But what I'm saying is that like it's grayer than, I think that makes it too simplistic. it's actually, I think, a bit of a grey area, because actually the most of the responsibility is on the man.
No,
or the
I
woman.
Do,
or the woman.
Or whoever's in the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do agree with you that obviously we don't know the circumstances. I'm judging it on he is, quotation, happily married, but just sexually unfulfilled. Mm. That he has no intention of actually leaving this woman, or at least hasn't told Samantha that. She is just happy being his bit on the side because she gets her end away and he gets his, and, you know, he gets to run off back to his wife, who's none the wiser. That's how I've taken it as. And I think it doesn't matter if you know the woman or don't know the woman. I think it's like, it's she's still a woman with feelings, and that I would feel awful if that was me and someone was doing that to me.
Oh, for sure.
And I think you should do, like, give the same respect back. But I'm only saying this because we talk about these people like they're our friends. Mm. And if this was, say, sorry to bring you into this, Jazz, it's not you, you ain't done this, but say this was Jazz, I don't actually care about the other guy. I don't care that I know he's in the wrong. He's 100% in the wrong. But I'm talking to my friend here, and I also think she's in the wrong, and I'm telling her why I think she's in the wrong. And I'm not saying she's more in the wrong or she's responsible, because he utmost should not do that to his wife. He made those vows, but she is also partaking in this knowing that something's going on. Like, she is she's happy with it. Samantha is happy with the situation and happy being the bit on the side, and seems to almost get a kick that she's better than the wife because he's coming to her.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to mind that bit, whereas that would make me cringe when he does talk about, like you said in your intro, like how he talks about, oh my God, what did you do with your hips? Like, what did you And I'm like, I would find that awful. Like, don't mention her. This is us. This is between us. Like, why would you mention that?
Exactly. Because it's one thing which, again, I'm not trying to get on my high horse. It just maybe just hasn't happened to me yet. But I think it's one thing, like, you know, you fall for a guy that's got a girlfriend and you fall head over heels, and maybe he does spin you a dream and you think he will leave you, but leave the girlfriend for you. You know, and you get into almost like a relationship before he's left his relationship, you know. And, you know, so I could understand that, like, that would really hurt if he was, like, talking about you, like the girlfriend around you and stuff. But you would almost feel a sense of, yeah, I'm better because you're leaving her, right? For me, because you love me. But, like, oh, with Samantha, I'm like, oh, I don't know what my point was.
I don't know. Like, I do agree with you. I think I agree with you in theory, but my, like, practical brain says that it's just a bit more complicated than that, and that, like, he could have said to her, oh, you know, I actually really love my wife, she's been ill this year or something, or, you know what I mean, like, and I'm not sexually fulfilled and I don't want to leave her, but there's this big part of me that just isn't fulfilled, I just want to have sex with somebody and have some fun, but I do then want to go back to her and be committed. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that it's human and it's just something that happens sometimes. And yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying that, like, and she could be like, okay, that's fair enough. Like, I don't want a relationship out of this. I don't want, you know, I do think it's then weird that he then talks about her a lot. I'm a bit like, okay, you don't have to, like, do her down. That's
exactly
what pisses me off more.
That's what, like, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's one thing. Imagine her at home. She obviously, towards the end, we find out she finds out about their affair.
Yeah.
Imagine one thing, knowing that your husband was lying in bed with another woman, doing God knows what with her that he's meant to only do with you. And not only was it just sexual, but he was slagging you off after.
That would hurt me almost more.
Literally, what was she doing? Was she picking him a present? Yeah. Was she just watching E? Was she, you know, going shopping? And she's just like, oh, really happy. Whilst the same time, he's going, oh, my wife don't do this. She don't do this. She's shit. And it's like, so not only have you cheated on me, but you're just slagging me off.
I know. It's like, look, if you need to get your rocks off somewhere else, get your rocks off someone else. But be nice. Jesus Christ, man. Manners.
Exactly. And it is almost a bit like, I understand, like, because at least if it's just sexual, at least you can at least sleep at night thinking, maybe that's just a physical response to needing sex.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe that's just something you needed to do or whatever. But then,
he chose to have sex there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing that. But he didn't. He could have just bit his tongue. He didn't have to slag her off. Even if he thought it and just thought, oh, I needed that. My wife don't do that. Why did he have to talk to the woman who's just, oh, it grosses me out.
I know. It's horrible. Honestly, it's almost worse. It's almost more of a betrayal. I don't know. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe equal to the betrayal of actually like doing, like fucking someone else. But he's so lucky that he got to fuck Sam. Just saying.
I know. And that's why I don't think, like, why did Sam choose him? She could have had anyone. Why go for a married guy? Choose someone else.
It's true. It's true. It's true. And so then Kerry is walking down the street with a very beautifully dressed, in I would presume Chanel, pink little suit with a skirt suit, which I liked, talking about, I think, I actually agree with you again on what you said in your intro, and Kerry gives some actually really good advice.
Yeah, for sure.
I was such like, props, Kerry. That's the, probably what I would say. It's like, do it if you want, but don't do it just for him.
No, definitely, yeah. Especially because it is Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know, you have to almost baby her a little bit and be like, well, what is he forcing you, honey? So I think it is good that she did actually listen to her, and it wasn't actually, Kerry wasn't giving her own opinion on, well, I would do this, well, the good thing to do is this. It was just like general, it was good. It's the it's the advice we would give,
which is therefore the right advice. Obviously,
because we're fucking perfect.
Of course. I think my dream job is owning a problem page.
Oh my God, I would love to do that. That'd be so fun.
Maybe that'll be the next podcast after this one. After we've run out of Sex and the City episodes. I would love that.
It'll just be Jazz sending in fake fucking things to get us to answer.
I would like that. That sounds
fun. Oh my God, me too. Maybe that should be a feature.
Maybe, maybe, maybe. But what I also want to say about this little scenio is Charlotte says, but how much do we ever know the people we sleep with? And Kerry's like, oh my God, that's so profound. You're like Dalai Lama. And I'm like, really? Is she? I didn't think it was that profound.
No, it's not. Just because she looked up at the sky and tilted her head and then carried on walking when she said it doesn't mean it was profound. It just means she had a dramatic pause.
Yeah, yeah. That's all.
Because how well do we know the people we sleep with? I've known a fair few of mine quite well, thank you.
No, yeah, exactly. Maybe you just shouldn't, like, fall in love with everyone you meet.
Oh yeah, exactly. Wild. I mean, the one night stands, granted, didn't know him that well, but the ones that I fell in love with, knew him quite well. So fuck you, next.
Fuck you, next. So the girls obviously suggest that she Facebook stalks Biggs's ex, but there's no Facebook, so what does she do?
She sets up a whole ass meeting.
Okay, right, can I just throw out a theory?
Yeah.
Okay, so Big talks to his ex, right? And she somehow mysteriously gets an appointment with her, right, out of the blue. Ooh. Just for asking. Okay, and then she pitches a really shit idea, such a shit idea, right? And then, which obviously is never gonna fucking fly. And then she's nice to her, and then she takes her out for lunch to tell her, which could have just been an email or a phone conversation, yeah? Because their ex wants to find out about Kerry, who is this girl that's into, like, that's dating Mr. Big, just out of curiosity, you know, especially if Kerry pitched the meeting with her, first of all, like, she might not have cared, but now she's like, now I kind of care, I kind of want to do some fishing myself, and that's why she actually meets her, and then obviously they have a long lunch, so Kerry thinks she's fishing for the girl, but actually, you know, the publisher, ex-wife, is actually fishing for her. This is my theory.
That's so clever. I like that.
Because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Oh, the sneaky bitch. Mm. I fucking love her.
I know.
Changing me MVP. Hang on. Oh, you're out, mate. You're out.
You got ousted.
Bab is the MVP. Yeah, no, that's a sound theory. Because she knew who she was as well. She said, Carrie Bradshaw, love your work, rah, rah, rah. And she was like, yeah, she's obviously talking to Mr. Big. Maybe they both were. How do we even know that he did have a wandering eye for the best friend? Maybe she's just a scorned exy poo.
Maybe, but we'll never know because Carrie didn't fucking ask the question.
Really, that'd bother me more than having an ex-wife, having a threesome. Like, yeah, if I was dating someone that I was head over heels with and I bumped into their ex and they went, yeah, we broke up because he fucked my best friend, I'd be like, my best friends are like my family. I know my girls wouldn't do anything to hurt me, but worrying that a guy would do that, isn't it? It's not, because I want my boyfriend to see my friends as his sisters.
Yeah, I know.
So, I wouldn't want him to want to shag her.
No, exactly. I'm the same. I find that almost, yeah, more problematic. Because I'm like, wow, that's low. Like, you know, of all the women, you have to sleep with my best friend.
Yeah. Because that's just like, yeah, you really didn't care that you were fucking me over threefold, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you robbed me of my husband and then you robbed me of my best friend as well. Cheers for that. Mm. Fucking slow clap. Like, yeah, that really fucks me off.
Yeah, but, my partner, my marriage. So now I have to be divorced and my best friend. Cheers.
Exactly. But then, like, because the pitching of the fucking cigarettes, I know it's really funny and it's done because it's funny, but oh my God, it makes no sense.
It's not
like,
really that funny.
Do you know what I wrote down in capitals? There's pens on the table. She literally, like, is looking at the fucking pens on the table and it's like, she turns to her cigarettes and says cigarettes. Like, it's like, Kerry, I would have just said idiot.
A unicorn. Like, it's not course. That hard.
Say anything. She could have literally said anything. A wall, a pen, a shoe.
A shoe! That would have been perfect.
Anything. She could have said anything.
Because, like, yeah, you said, I know it's funny. It's not funny. It's not even that funny. It's not funny.
I know it is a bit. I think it's just done because it would be less funny if it was shoot. It's obviously a completely stupid idea. Like, a completely stupid idea. But then, like, and she's like, oh, and she gets me? And it's like, no. She gets you because of that. Then I'm sorry, you're a dick. Because that was stupid. That was just stupid.
Mm, it's a bit dumb, isn't it? And homegirls seem to like it, so she's a weirdo.
No, that's the thing. She's shitting her to get information. There's not, you know,
true, I forgot. Yeah,
sense.
yeah.
It doesn't make sense otherwise, because it's a stupid idea. Of course it's a fucking stupid idea. You know? Like, it's the 90s. It's not the fucking 1940s where they thought it was medicinal. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking cancer sticks, fuck's sake.
Oh, they are nice though sometimes.
Well, they are, but we all know they cause cancer. You don't particularly want to encourage their use in children. Think I think yourself? Everyone's agreed on that.
Can't say I do, actually.
Well, you and Kerry obviously have more in common.
Neither of us are having sex.
What now? Speak for yourself.
Me and Kerry.
Sorry.
But, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. So, Samantha Jones manages to fuck a guy in 2 seconds. Flat, because she admits that she knows someone, and men and women cannot know each other without having sex together.
No,
so there's
he that. Fucked himself there, because like all he had to do is go, oh yeah, Samantha does my PR.
Yeah,
because he said that eventually, but he went, no, yeah, yeah, no, Samantha does my PR. Let's go, honey, go. That's not you, actually, Samantha. That's him, because she went, oh hi, Greg, or whatever his name was.
I don't know what his name is.
Greg.
But yeah, exactly. She was like, Greg. She was like, oh, do you know each other? And she's like, yeah. And she just says it in just such a non-committal way. She just goes, yeah, raise eyebrows suggestively.
Yeah, how's your dick today?
Yeah. Like, she just goes, yeah. Like, it could be anything. And he could go, oh, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing? And then explains to his wife, yeah, like, Samantha, this is Samantha Jones. She did my PR. Or I think he says, I sold her a peignoir, doesn't he?
I don't know. I know he's a wine person. I think they did say that.
Yeah. And she'll go, okay.
Yeah, I think that was his fault, though.
That was bad on him, idiot. But then it leads to a hilarious three-way conversation on the phone.
Oh, my God, yeah. Shall we listen to it?
So funny. Please.
For Samantha, the shit was about to hit the phone.
Hello?
It's over. I told my wife.
Who is this?
It's Ken.
Wait, you told Ruth about us?
I'm in love with you. Now we can be together.
Oh, no. Hang on. Hello?
Samantha, this is Ruth Shear, Ken's wife. Yeah, I found your number in his sock drawer.
Hang on. Listen to me, you love your wife.
No, I'm in love with you.
No.
Sam's no-muss, no-fuss affair was starting to feel very... mussy.
I'm back. I don't know who you are, but Ken and I love each other very much.
Of course you do.
And we have an unshakable bond, whatever it takes. I'm going to keep this marriage together.
Oh, good for you. Now listen, Ruth, this was a huge mistake. It didn't mean anything. It was just sex.
Well, exactly. and if being sexually adventuresome will keep this marriage together, then I am prepared to join you with him in bed. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Samantha was a guest star. Series regular was not in her contract.
It's so funny.
Oh, I love that so much.
No, 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 no.
But even before that, I left my wife. Who is this?
I know. Oh my God, that's so like slay, fucking slay him. Samantha, like, who is this? Like, you mean nothing to me. Like, who is this? Is that John? No, 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 no. It's Greg. Oh, okay. So fucking funny. So fucking funny. And I just love as well, like, how they did it. And, like, he's on the phone and obviously then she's on the phone and then she's on the phone with the wife and she's like, well, you know, if it means I will go to join you in bed with you too. And she's like, no, 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 no. Like, and when he says, and I will join in bed, and then it cuts to her and her, and then it then fades him in with him. And she's like, no, 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 no. And puts in, like, I just think it's really cut really funny. It's so funny.
What makes you think I want to fuck you, bitch?
I know, right? It's a bit like
oh,
whoa.
You will be willing to have sex with me? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wanted to shag you, I'm Samantha fucking Jones, I'd be already shagging you.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be on your knee. So funny, though. I just love it. It's just so much fun.
So dumb.
And then poor Charlotte.
Oh,
winks at Unicorn Girl.
Oh, platypus.
She winks at a platypus.
Peacock.
Fucking platypus. What the fuck?
What did you call her?
Peacock.
No, you didn't.
Well, I don't know what I called
her. Unicorn.
As in, because like that, because it's that easy, obviously, like to just wink at somebody and they'll come and fuck you.
Bye bye.
Yeah, she's Unicorn Girl. I wasn't like, just randomly saying fucking
you like peacocks. They say that because she's wearing peacock feathers.
Yes, yes, yes. They do say that. But poor Charlotte, they kick her off the bed, which is just rude. It's just rude.
It is, but I fucking love Charlotte here because she doesn't go, hey, what are you doing? Me, in your mind. She goes, fuck you both, I'm out of there. She doesn't give them the time of day.
I know, that is pretty good.
She doesn't even actually look that sad. She's just like, I'm out. And I appreciate that from her.
I do. I love that she also picks up her mask because she's like, oh, I don't want to, like, drop my mask.
Yeah. That's expensive.
She's like, I'm outie.
No, I really love that about her because I would expect her to be like, did the last, like, thingy not mean anything to us? Because she says that in a different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the wedding one. The last 2 hours mean nothing. I expect her to almost like beg him for something. And she didn't. She was just like, you two have each other. I'm off.
Well, even with the dog blowjob guy, she does that, doesn't she? She's like, I could be the future mother of your children. And she's like, to this guy, she's like, nah, I can't actually fuck.
Nah. I like to think she went downstairs and found a really nice hottie who licked her out for the rest of the night.
Aww. Here's hoping.
Here's to you, Charlotte.
Here's to you. And then Miranda is looking gorgeous, may I say.
Oh, her tits look great.
Oh, they do. And like the choke art. And I actually love her hair. Honourable mention to her hair for this entire episode. No, I really like it. Like that length and the slicked back. I think it really suits her. I thought she looked really pretty. I thought she looked really pretty.
Oh, my cat's going mad.
I liked it. Hmm?
My cat's
going mad.
She's going mental. But what do you think? Do you think she was justified? Are you pro Miranda in this scene? Or are you, Miranda, you're a dick? What's your thoughts?
I don't know. I think, in a way, I wish she just slept with them. Because, you know, I think it was a bit mean in a way. Because, obviously, and they were so nice. And they were just so desperate. Not that you have to, that you should feel obligated to sleep with anybody. But I think going with the intention of not and just doing validation is a bit mean, I think.
Yeah, because you're messing with people's lives.
I suppose you couldn't do
there.
That on the internet. Yeah, and then, you know, and they've just, like, come out and, you know, although the whole thing is really funny and quite ridiculous. And she's like, what happened to a nice watch? And they're like, ah, she made a joke. Like, she made a joke.
It jokes. The unicorn jokes. You
know, yeah, the unicorn makes jokes. It's amazing. So, no, like, I do feel for that. And, like, even their skittishness is annoying. And how forward he is. He doesn't even say, like, oh, like, let's have a drink. He goes, oh, so you busy tonight? And it's like, really? Already? Like, I've literally just got here. Buy me a fucking drink. Let's talk for a minute. Let, you know what I mean? And just like get to know each other's vibe a bit.
I thought from him saying that was almost the polite, non-committal way of saying, so do you like what you see? Are you going to stay about? I didn't think it was like straight away, so are we going on back to the hotel? Let's go fuck tonight. I saw it as because they probably, oh, sorry. Pine, don't eat that.
No, because you're going to the vet if you eat that. String.
Oh, she's string again.
Yeah.
Silly girl.
She's bitten free one of her fishing rod toys. Now she's just starting on the string. So what was I saying? Yeah, no, I took that as it was just kind of like, instead of being upfront of, so you're not going to ditch us, right? Because you think we're fit, because they might have had people do that before. As they said, like,
yeah, some people, I suppose. But when you just ask her for a drink, though,
yeah, but then it might be that maybe that is the etiquette. I don't know. Maybe it is like, so are you busy tonight? You don't have, because otherwise she might go, oh, actually, I do have somewhere else to be right now. I like, and they might make a date for another day to meet up. Maybe it was just a look see first. Yeah, no, I never took that as him being really forward of like, so you busy? Let's go back and fuck tonight. Yeah. I was just took it as him being like, so are you going to stick around? Do you want to hang out for a bit? Like, maybe see where it goes. But also just, did you want to almost just like a group of friends hang out, see if we vibe? That's always how I've taken it. I never thought he was being forward. Because like, they're not being forward. They know what they're there for.
Yeah. No, that's true. I don't know. But when he just say like, I just don't get why he wouldn't say like, oh, do you want to stay for a drink? Why would he say, are you free tonight?
Well, sorry he didn't follow your script.
You know, well, maybe he should have thought of that before he came out.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, I really want sushi now.
Oh, stop it. But do you know what else, right? That's for his 30th birthday. And I'm like, I swear they're older than 30. Or maybe that's just because I'm so old now.
I just think, me right now, I'm 30 next year. I don't see myself as these sort of people.
Mm.
I think they're easily 10, 15 years on me.
Yeah, I think maybe that's my problem. Because I'm like, shit, I'm meant to be like 5 years older than them. Damn. Damn.
And it does annoy me how she's so much like
she's like
your
hair. And that's why I wouldn't have sex. Imagine what she's gonna do when she fucking gets a muff out.
The exorcist just
fucking hell. Yeah, like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, a vagina, a vulva, me. Like, seriously, you know.
No, very annoying. But then I think it's really shitty of her. I think it's like there's other things she could have done. Yeah. Like at this point, as we know from Stanford, there were chat rooms. She could have done that. She could have, she didn't have to fuck with a real life couple's real life and real sex life to make herself feel better. And she could have even explained of like, do you know what, guys? I really thought I could do this. It's, you two are lovely, but I can't do it. At least done that and then walked off and felt proud. But the way that she just ditched them and walked out feeling dead proud of herself, I don't like that. That's, I think that's really shitty.
No, I actually really agree. And because they'll be thinking it's them, naturally. Yeah, exactly. And she could have just said, like, yeah, she could have just stayed for a minute. Or even if she didn't, she could have like pretended to get a fucking call or something and say, oh my god, do you know what, like, this is no bad on you guys, but actually, do you know what, yeah, like you said, I just don't think it's for me, but you seem lovely.
I wish she had.
Because then how long did they wait? That's what I want to know. Think, how long did they wait? Like, they're gonna be like, oh, think maybe we should go look for her at the payphone. Like,
just imagine them like in the cab on the way home feeling really sad and her being like, sorry honey, I'm sorry, maybe it was me, and him going, no it wasn't you, maybe it was me, like
maybe honey it was me.
And I just imagine them being really sad and embarrassed and that like they're going out of their comfort zone here, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, no, same. I think that was a bit shitty of her. But she's going to a weird fucking Freudian therapist 3 times a week, so I'm sure she'll work out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dreams to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of mothers to fuck.
Indeedio.
The next scene... Why is Carrie not embarrassed that she got caught? That's what I wrote. So they're obviously walking home and they're talking very like formal. And he's like, I like that he called her out of, well, no, we did. We talked like strangers all night and now it's really awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
But then again, he had to fucking bring it up. She didn't.
No.
Every time in this that she's had a concern in bed here, she has to... and he has to go, right, this is the problem. And it fucks me off. Take some control of your life, girl.
It's true. Or even, okay, so even, like, what pisses me off is that even when he does bring up the subject, she then doesn't ask anything further. And then even when he says, he literally gives her so little, and then suddenly she's appeased.
Oh, my God, yeah, totally.
So literally, like, you know, I'm not even saying that he's breadcrumbing her, but, like, even, like... But she's so satisfied with just a like he literally throws her that little grain of bread that you do with the ducks, you know what I mean? And he's like, she's like, num num num, right, I'm off ski, I'm good, I'm gonna go to the other fucking side of the pond because like I'm satisfied with that. Like it kind of, could she have not just asked some more follow up question? Why was it? Yeah, what? Why did that happen? How long ago was it? Like, you know, why the best friend? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, just anything. Like, when were you going to tell me that you knew that I went for lunch with her? Like, it just is annoying.
Yeah, I think, like, with Carrie, right, she thought she was being so sneaky sneak. And she wanted to drop the bomb of, I've been talking to your ex-wife. And he went, yeah, I know, she told me. Why was Carrie not embarrassed of, holy shit, I've been caught out. My sneaky was sneaky caught. Like,
this is what I mean. Like, she's already like, it's kind of like, you know, you're fucking, oh, sorry, I'm talking about a lot about a pond analogies. Sorry, because I was going to say, it's like, no, I just use a pond analogy, like feeding to ducks and she went to the other side of the pond. Well, it's like kind of, you know, it's like getting knee deep in the water and then worrying about getting wet. It's like, look, you're fucking knee deep. Just, you know, wade a bit further in because you're fucking knee deep. So I'm like, she's already in it. She's already, you know, you've kind of got caught. You obviously give a bit of a shit. Like,
once the conversation's there, you might as well fucking explore it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, it just really kind of pisses me off that, you know, and he just, what does he even say? Like, oh, there's someone I like right here, though. And she's like, okay. And that's it.
No, I do think he said something very good. Like, I'm literally holding my fingers up. Like, there's like a, okay, so the conversation they had was a meter. You don't know measurement.
No, I roughly know what a meter is.
So a meter.
And I know that 25 meters is a swimming pool.
Okay, so their conversation is 25 meters, okay. But then there's a bit 1 meter that I quite like, and that is him saying, look, we had the threesome because we were both looking for other people, blah, 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 blah. But then there's someone here that I like, and I do actually quite like that, because he is kind of saying, like, that's what it was. It wasn't this dirty, sordid sex life that we had.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally, it was the beginning of the end of our relationship. We are not together now, so what does it matter what I did however long ago? I am standing here in the street with you asking you what's upsetting you, and I've gone out for dinner with you, and I'm coming home with you, so what is your problem right now? What does it matter what I did 10 years ago? So I do actually kind of like what he said there. I think the only issue is that she didn't ask the question she needed, but I don't actually think he's in the wrong here. Because he did give very vague answers, but she didn't ask any questions.
Oh, no, for sure. And no, I actually agree with you. My thing is that I'm pissed off with, with her? Because, like, she doesn't ask all the other fucking questions.
Exactly.
Why didn't you tell me about your ex-wife? Or why her best friend? Or when were you going to tell me that you still speak to her? Or, I don't know, like, any of the questions that she wanted to know.
Yeah, but then also, she only found out he was married the day before, so why is he going to say, oh, I still talk to her?
It wouldn't be the day before. It would have been, like, a couple weeks before.
Yeah, but also, I think it's like, I met someone and I wouldn't necessarily tell them all about my ex, but if they said, I didn't know you'd, like, just break up with your ex, like, a few weeks ago, I'd be like, yeah.
No, that's what I mean. I think we're saying the same thing. Like, I think I'm being very eloquent.
Yeah, but then, so it's like, it's not like they're going to go, well, how come you didn't tell me X, Y, Z? It's like, well, because a lot of shit went down. Like,
yeah, no, that's true.
What's important to you? And I'll tell you, ask me the questions. And that's not me trying to be picky, but a lot of shit went down. And I don't actually know what's important to me might not actually be important to you. So if I might be happy, actually, if I get into a new relationship, I might be happy to never tell them anything about what happened in my past relationship. But it might be very important to them.
Yeah, so, well, that's exactly it, I think.
Yeah, that's why I think they, like, if it's important to Carrie, she really does need to, like, stand up for herself and say, actually, it would help me sleep better at night knowing X, Y, Z.
Yeah, oh no, I totally agree with you. And I agree that, because like that, it doesn't seem to mean much to him, but it seems to mean much to her, and she wants to know about it. So why don't you just ask? Like you said, especially when the conversation is there.
Exactly. Because for him, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Which sounds obvious. So he doesn't know what questions need to be asked because he already knows everything.
Yeah. And he knows how he feels about it. And if he genuinely feels like it happened fucking ages ago, I barely think about it until something comes up and I go, oh yeah, I was married once. Dearie.
No, definitely.
Carrie.
But yeah, she's like, oh, that's okay. You like me. Bye.
Yeah, no, literally.
But then she's the type of person that I think would sit on that and it'd eat her and she'd bring it up in a later argument because she never actually confronts it. The window's there. She don't take it and she just goes and has sex with him. And then he falls straight asleep and she sits there by the window smoking, probably thinking all the things she wished she'd said.
Yeah, I think so. But she likes doing that. It's kind of a hobby of hers.
Okay, I think we're done that section, to be honest.
I think we're done. I think we need to move on to our MVA part.
Yes. So, who's your favourite person? So, who's your MVP? And who's your weak, muggy cup of tea?
Okay, so my MVP is Barbara the ex-wife?
Hey!
Yeah? Babs. Because she knew she fucking knew who Carrie was. That's why she got the motherfucking appointment. That's why she fucking could have just got her assistant to bring Carrie to say that her idea was obviously shit. But she didn't. She took her out for a long lunch so she could scope out who Big was dating. So it's her for being just super stealth.
I love that. I never would have thought of that in a million years. I love that. Great. Who's your muggy cup of tea?
Carrie.
Why?
She's fucking just not saying what she feels. Like, even when she's in bed and he's like, oh, is it my ex-wife? And she's like, no. It's just asked you. You can say, I don't know, it kind of bugs. Oh, you know, there's like a million things you could say. So it just really pisses me off. It's like, for fuck's sake, woman, you're fucking, you know, yeah, like that. Like you said, like, oh, that's how I behaved when I was 19. Yeah, she ain't 19. I get that she really likes him. I get that she really likes him. But actually, he's been quite good this episode, I think. Yeah. And she could have asked him questions and found out in a cool way. Like, she doesn't have to be like, you know what I mean? Like, this makes me feel like this. Da, da, da. She could have just been like, oh, I've just been wondering about like what you said. Da-da-da, tell me more information, especially before she finds out about it, you know, like, she, you know, blah blah blah. So yeah. Carrie, how about you? Who's your MVP and your weak cup of tea?
So my MVP, I did cross out my OG and wrote Babs.
So who was your original?
Charlotte.
Oh, for walking out.
Yeah, I just thought that was very brave of her. Because I think, you know, when you're caught up in feelings, she obviously liked this guy because she likes every guy.
she was in love with him.
But I think it'd be, even in that situation, you know, you'd feel quite vulnerable. You'd maybe try and even claw your way back in. because you're like, this can't be happening.
Or yeah, you oh my God, give him a piece so of
your
funny.
Mind and lose a bit of your dignity in the process. But she didn't even look angry. She didn't look sad. She just looked like, I'm better than this. I'm out.
Yeah.
And I just think, good for you. And I think it's good for her for broadening her horizons.
Yeah, good for her.
So I'm proud of her there. And I just think she's really good in this one.
Yeah.
And my worst, I put Miranda.
Oh, for walking out of the couple.
Yeah, I just think she was a bella in this whole thing. It could have easily been solved if she's just gone, all right, you bunch of fucking bitches. What am I? Leftover dinner? What, like,
that's what am I, the cat's dinner?
What am I, the cat's dinner? I don't know, dog's dinner, innit? Say dog's dinner.
Who am I, the cat's mother? I think I combined those two things.
Mother always said that to me when I referred to her as she.
Yes,
same. She's like, what am I, the cat's mother? I'm like, who am I, the cat's mother? A valid word. But yeah, so Miranda, but I also put like a thing to the threesome guy, but I think that's implied. I think like MVPs and all that are usually like because we have a specific reason. Like if it's too obvious, it's a bit dull.
No, same like that. I thought about Jack thing, but I thought it was almost too obvious. He was the villain of the piece. It was, you know.
Yeah. So do you love the outfit? So do you want to start with your favourite and your worst outfit?
Okay, I have a joint favourite, or at least I have a favourite and an honourable mention. I love Charlotte's suit. When they're walking down the street and she looks really cute because she is just so cute. She should wear more pink suits because why not? I just think it was so cute. And I loved it. And it was very Cher from
Clueless.
She really reminded me from Cher. I think, I don't know if it's because she did the Airhead impression for a second as well. Like, which is kind of like the look that I know that she does like in Cher, but almost like ironically, comedically. Does that make sense? Because I actually love Cher from Clueless. But yeah, I just love that outfit. And then I just wanted to do an honourable mention to Kerry when she goes to the appointment with Barbara, the ex-wife.
Oh, not the socks with the shoe.
I love the socks of the shoe.
Oh, shut up. I saw them and I thought, that's going to be a fucking outfit.
I love them. I don't know. I've always had a real thing about white socks with black pointy shoes. I don't know why.
I saw them, Mimi, and I thought that was going to be your thing.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
I don't like them. They don't actually offend me as much as I'm making it out. I just didn't like them.
Okay, and my worst outfit was Peacock Lady's outfit. Because she wears those really stupidly long gloves.
Oh, but it was a ball.
Shit outfit.
Yeah, it was shit, but...
Proper shit.
It was a masquerade ball.
Don't like it.
Can't spell it. Don't like it.
Can't spell it. I don't like it. Nope. How about you?
I ain't really gone for outfits, because outfits are typically Mimi. I've gone for typically Kiki. So my favourite outfit is Carrie's straight hair when she goes for lunch with Barb.
Oh, that blow dry is a good blow dry.
And me worst is Charlotte's hair when she's in her dream sequence and it's got all those little twists.
Can't say I noticed. Oh, yes, fucking yes. When she's got these stupid, like almost like she's got butterfly clips in it. It reminded me of that hairstyle.
Lizzie McGuire. Like,
can you slick it back? Yeah, with all the little fucking butterfly clips in it. Oh my God, yes, that was so like 00 of her.
Yeah, no, it's true. It looked better on Lizzie McGuire, but they were just like weird little twists. It just wasn't very Charlotte. But it was a dream.
It was odd.
So maybe it wasn't Charlotte. Maybe that was what they were going for, because it wasn't typically Charlotte, because it was a dream.
Maybe. Maybe. What was your favourite line of the episode?
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
No, 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 no!
Oh, that is a good one. My favourite is, I'm leaving my wife for you. Who's this? Because it's just so funny.
I love that. Oh. What was your worst?
Mine was just Kerry going, nothing, because it just really fucked me off. I don't know if it's because it triggered me, because like my children probably do that to me. It just really triggered me. Like, what's like, and you're like, oh, what's wrong? Nothing. Oh my, I suppose it's my column. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I ain't got time for this. You know what I mean? Like, I just ain't got fucking time for it. Yeah, I'm asking you what's wrong. Fucking tell me so I can fucking go to sleep.
At least get some sugar, sugar.
Like, honestly, it just proper fucking fucked me off. Proper fucked me off. I was like, I haven't got time for this shit, bitch. Just fucking tell me. I know what's fucking wrong. It's my ex-wife comment that I said this morning, isn't it? Can you just fucking say it? Don't spray it. Oh.
Well, let me spray it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, you fucking say it, then I can fucking spray it. Yeah,
and then we go to bed. I've got a meeting at Wall Street tomorrow. It's going to be important.
I've got lots of bigging to do tomorrow, yeah? I've got to be like, I've got a big over here, I've got a big over there, I've got big meetings, yeah? Like, oh. I've
got three dogs to look after.
I've got a fucking 101 Dalmatians, yeah? Big jobs, big jobs. Yeah, so just fucking tell me, so that will probably piss me off. How about, what was your worst?
When Miranda's at the shrink and she goes, would you do a threesome with me? And then she does the little...
Oh, my God. Why did she do that stupid face? Like, she does that several times.
Die.
It's like, stop it, Miranda. You're better than this. You're better than this.
Yeah, defo. Defo. So, yeah, I didn't like that.
We're going to do a quiz. Have you got one that actually pertains to this episode and not one that's like at the end? Thank you. Because just I haven't watched the series for ages. So you do ones at the end, I forget.
Okay, this one I think is kind of applicable to ones that we've kind of already done and that we might know.
Okay.
Okay, so on to the quiz part. I am in the lead by 1 point, so you need to get one more than me to win. I know you know how maths works, but girls, that's what we're doing.
You should presume to make an arse out of me and you.
And I did try to get one that would know, but we'll see. Okay, so these will also be on our Insta if you want to do it, but if you're here, it don't fucking matter.
You can just play along at home.
Play along.
And send your answers to a postcard to P.O. Box Middlesex. When I was young, everywhere, it was always P.O. Box Middlesex. And I was always like, always said sex.
Oh my God. So, yeah, anyways.
One,
what is Carrie wearing in the opening title sequence?
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. A tutu. Two. What was Charlotte's religion before she converted?
Okay.
One, two, three. Episcopalian. Three. What was the name of the guy Carrie flirted with who wrote the book Avenue A? I think it's... I'll give you a hint. I might be wrong.
I thought it was the guy from the last episode.
Yeah, that's what I think, yeah. I'll give you another hint of how you might remember his name. She's on the phone. She says, say hello, boo.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to go with what I think. It's getting so late. My brain is mush. Okay.
One, two, three. Jared? Yes! I think so.
Cool.
Why did Miranda decide she wanted to be with Skipper again?
Okay.
One, two, three.
She saw him outside the restaurant. Yeah, with the woman from Vogue.
Five, true or false? Samantha believes you should only have one real estate broker at a time.
Okay.
Okay, one, two, three. False.
False.
I actually got them all right, you know.
I think so.
Number one, which was, what is Carrie wearing in the opening title sequence? A tutu. So we got that.
I hope so.
What was Charlotte's religion before she converted? Episcopalian. Three, what was the name of the guy Carrie flirted with who wrote the book Avenue A? This is Jared Harrison, but I'm going to give it to us because we said Jared, which is like...
Yeah, I didn't know the name of the book.
First name.
Either.
Four, why did Miranda decide she wanted to be with Skipper again? She saw him with another woman. True or false? Samantha believes he should only have one real estate broker at a time. False. We got him all right.
Yay, we are amazing.
Aww, love that.
Yay.
See, I promised last time that I'd try to find one at least a bit relevant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye then.
That was so much fun. That was a shit episode. I did not enjoy the episode that much apart from like Samantha's bit a little bit. But like, I had fun talking about it. So that's
what's
good.
The next episode? The turn of the hair.
That's the one with the guy with the bad breath, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Is that the one that Carrie cries reading the poem?
I think so. Reading her own poem.
No!
I say that, right? And I sit here fucking laughing at my own jokes for like the whole podcast.
There's a difference. We're fucking funny. She ain't a good writer. And just because you're a writer, that you write a column, doesn't mean you're a poet.
I thought that was a bit of a stretch, but we will leave that till next week.
Oh, yeah.
So stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Woo! Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Yay!
Bye!
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Ta-ra.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We'll be hopefully doing one for every single episode of Sex and the City. So please subscribe so that you know when each episode comes out. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, which is at Sex and the SipsT, which is SipsTea, where we're going to put on all of the outfits we talk about and the scenes. And we want to know if you agree with us or if you really don't agree with us and what you think about some of the big questions that we have about Sex and the City. So come and join us and let us know. And we have really enjoyed doing this and we hope that you enjoy listening at least 10% of how much we've enjoyed it. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh my god, I often say our last thing, we should have an outtakes of funny shit that we say that doesn't make any sense to the show.
Well, if you actually listen to the episode, you'd see that at the end of every show I do that.
Do you?
Yes.
I sometimes listen to the bit where we talk about our best and worst, because then I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, I'll put that on the Instagram.
No.
They're really long.
Yeah, but at the end of it, when it goes, you do your little outro, it then goes quiet, and then I put in a random little funny clip. You know, if you actually fucking listen to it.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I would say I'm busy, but I'm just listening to other podcasts.
You absolute twat.
I know. I'm sorry, but...
Do you know who does listen to him?
Who?
Jazz, my new co-host.
Oh, I've been ousted. In fairness, you could probably do it and probably no one would notice the difference in our voices.
It's true. But I have a bit more of a lisp, so. So now we're going to listen to the girls. Shut up! Okay, whatever. We're listening to the girls fucking at brunch talking about threesomes. Fuck you, Michelle. Play the clip. I'm not doing it again.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
See, I'll put that one in. It's a bit more personality.
Oh, we have so much personality. So much.